you look so great. Here, come on, come on, sit. Oh, it's so nice to see you again. Oh, and I have so many stories that I want to tell you from this school. It's so insane. Yeah, I remember I was so nervous to actually start studying magic at this wizard school, but it's insane. So much stuff goes on, and I can't wait to tell you. But first, I want to hear about you. How's life back at home been? Oh, yeah. Does Miss Watercress still have her flower shop? Sweet! We should stop by sometime and say hi. I'm sure she'd love to see me. Or at least I hope. I remember when we were kids and I was still just starting out with magic and I accidentally turned her into a rabbit. Yeah, we couldn't find her for a whole day. Turns out she was just eating the flowers in her garden. I hope she's not still mad at me about that. I got her new flowers. Even though I'm not the one who ate them. I would at least love to see her. We should go after this if you want. Or if you want to do something else, we can go by our old childhood places. Like the park or the tree or... You have to go home and study. Final exams. Well, I mean, of course I want you to pass, but I'm only going to be in town for a week and I was really hoping to spend some time with you. We haven't hung out in so long ever since I moved away to go to that wizard academy. Alright. Well, how has your study been? Think you're gonna pass? You've been kind of distracted. By what? Are you just not motivated, or...? No, come on, you can tell me! Come on, it's me! We tell each other everything, come on, you can tell me. I swear I won't make fun of you. Now come on, what is it? Come closer. Okay. Oh. Oh. No, I'm not laughing. You've been really horny. I'm not- I didn't say it that loud! No, I- You poor thing. I'm not making fun of you! I just... How long have you been... I'm not making fun of you, I swear. How long have you been distracted like this? Just since finals started? Okay, I'm not judging you. Feelings like this happen. You're only human. And humans feel this way, yeah. But you know, I might be able to help you. Just a little bit. No, it's not what you're thinking. No. Well, you know, part of the perks of having a wizard best friend is I know a lot of spells to a lot of things. A lot of solutions, if you will. And lucky for you, I'm right here. And also lucky for you, I learned a lot of things from moving away. Including a transfer spell. I'll get more into detail in a bit, but I just want you to know that I know that you're really smart. And I know that when you set your mind to things, you can do them. And I also know it can be really hard when your mind is kind of occupied with something else. Being horny. And, It could feel like that you could just want to get rid of that feeling for just a bit so you can get your work done. So, why don't I just take it? Like, why don't I just take it out of you for a bit? Look, okay, let me explain. Law of conservation of energy. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. And that goes the same with emotion. You have a lot of this energy, and it's not going anywhere. You can't really put it anywhere until you're done with what you need to do. So, why don't I transfer that emotion into myself, and I'll hold it for you, just for a bit, if you want it back. Or if you don't want it back, I can just expel it into some other place. No, I swear, it's just a simple spell. I learned it, maybe my second week of training. And it doesn't hurt at all. In fact, it'll feel like nothing, really. Because 1 minute, you will be so absolutely horny, and then the next, it'll be gone. Simple as that. What about me? Well, I'll be fine. I don't really have anything to do. I'm on vacation, remember? And then I could give it back to you, or if you don't want it back, I'll figure something out. Okay? And then the sooner your exams are done, sooner we get to hang out, which I am very excited for. Well, I could just use a spell here. I just need your arm. Here. I will put out my right arm like this, and you copy that. All right. Parallel. Then grab onto my elbow like I'm grabbing onto yours. Okay. Now, we gotta make sure that our forearms are touching, so roll up your sleeve a bit. Okay. And then I just concentrate, pick out the emotion that I want, and then it's done! Do you feel anything? Nothing? Exactly. Alright, well, wow. Okay. Wow, you actually didn't tell me how, worked up you were. Oh my gosh. No, I'm fine. And just feel like I got hit by a truck. So, that's going on in my head right now. Hold on. Let me... How were you functioning around the day? Oh my god. Okay, I think I'm good. Alright. You go home. You study good. You study hard. You study well. I will be available anytime you need me, okay? I'm your best friend, and I will do literally anything for you. Anything, okay? Okay. Good. You're gonna do great on those exams. Because I know you, and I know you're awesome. Okay? Alright. I'll walk you home, okay? Hey, what's cooking? Good looking. Glad you can make it. I'm done here. I always really liked this tree. It's big and it looks out the sun. Not that there's anything wrong with the sun, but it's nice being in the shade. So, how'd your first exam go? You think you did pretty good? Hell yeah. See, I knew you could do it, you just needed to focus. And I'm glad I could help you. So you've got 2 more exams? Yeah. Think you're gonna do pretty well on this? Are you feeling a certain way again? You can tell me. It's okay. I could take it away again. No, it's no big deal. It's only a big deal if you make it a big deal. I mean, it's normal. It's a normal emotion. And I really don't mind helping you. Just give me your arm. It's okay, I promise. Okay. And ta-da! You feeling all right? Yeah. Okay. I think I'm getting kind of used to it now. You know, when I came back to this tree and I remembered times where I would climb it and I'd get on one of the small branches. Well, not the small branch, the big branch. And I would try not to fall by wrapping my legs around it. And I'd use my legs to hold onto it very tightly, never wanting to let go of that branch. And I really like that branch. And I think there was an instance where one time I climbed onto the branch and I wrapped my legs around it and I didn't see it as a branch anymore. Well, I should get you home. You've got a lot of studying to do tonight, so, I wish you good luck, wish you lots of luck, so much luck, even though you're not gonna need it, because you're so smart. You're gonna do really good. Okay, after the exam, meet me sometime tomorrow. Okay. Can't wait. Hey, hi. I know I'm a bit early. I just wanted to see you. I really wanted to see you. How's the studying? Doing good? Working hard or hardly working? Just wanted to know how you're feeling, because I'm in town for a reason, and I mean it's your last exam. I still want to help you any way you can. I can. We can. How are you? Doing good. Doing good. Are you feeling any way at all? Anything at all? Just anything, really, anything. Anxious, because I mean it's a pretty big test. I mean that's why they call them exams. They're like big, big test. Nothing? Literally nothing. Are you sure? Because you can tell me, okay? You don't have to be embarrassed. Nothing? You've been studying just fine. Okay. When does your exam start? 10 minutes. Oh my God. Okay, then yeah, you should probably head to your class then. It's gonna start in 10 minutes. Yeah, I came like really, really early. I don't know, it just kinda slipped my mind when your exam would start. Do you want me to wait for you back here? That way, when you're done, we can just hang out and do whatever. That'd be fine. Okay, I'll wait here on your couch and we can watch a movie or something when you get back, okay? Yeah. It's a little celebration, little reward for doing your exam, whether you pass it or not, which is probably going to be impossible. You don't pass it. You've been studying really, really hard. Really, really, really hard. But just finishing an exam is celebration enough. So, oh dear, you're going to be late. So, you should go. Okay. I will see you back here, okay? Okay. Good luck. Fuck. Fuck. Cute? Why am I so needy? Just every time I look at you, I just see. I just see the most beautiful person on the planet, and mean, every time I look at you, I just. You're so. You always look so nice, and you are always so frustrating to deal with that I look at you and I look at you and I look at you and I just want to fuck you so bad. I don't get it. You speak to me and I'm listening to you, but I just. You speak to me, and I want to know how you sound when you come, and I want to know how you sound when you're moaning, and I. Oh, God, what is wrong? I can't take it any. I can't take it anymore. I just. I can't. Oh, fuck. Fuck. There are so many many pairs of underwear that I've ruined. So many that I don't even do anything to myself. It's just, I talk to you, I spend time with you, I'm around you, and I fucking can't control that. I can't control that. Why can't these be your fingers? Why can't they be your fingers? I don't want to use mine. I want yours. They're not the same. Look. I want to know how you feel. Because hugging you is not enough. Hugging you isn't enough. It's not enough to know how you feel. I want to know how you would feel inside me. I want to know. I want to get closer to you. I want to get so much closer to you. And I went so bad. I wanted so bad. I wanted it for a while. I've wanted it for so long. I've wanted you. I wanted all of you. And I wanted to give you all of me. I can give you so much. I can give you so much if you just let me. God. I never forgot about you. I never did. I always thought of you. I always thought of you when I moved away. I thought of you at night. And in the morning. And in the afternoon. I thought of you every day. I thought of you every second of every day. I thought of you. I wanted you to visit me, but you never could. Why didn't you visit me? I wish I wasn't so far away. I wish I could be around you all the time. Like we used to. Like we used to. If I could, I'd fuck you every day. I'd fuck you every night. Just to know how you sound, just know how you feel. Oh God. And in all the ways I'd fuck you. I know a lot of fucking positions, baby. Anyone you want, I'll do anything you want. I can give you so much. I can give you everything you want. I can make you happy. Because I just want to make you happy. That's all I want, is to make you happy. Oh God, why can't we just be happy together? You make me happy. I can make you happy. I can do anything. I love you. I love you. You know, there were barely any branches on that tree. There was hardly any. You saw that. You know what I was talking about. I wanted it to be you. What you did to me. It's everywhere. I should probably clean it up. What was that spell? Clean your lap in a snap. Oh, okay. That worked. Okay. My mind's not as messy anymore. That's nice. Guess I'll just wait here for them to come back. They'll be so happy with.